beef right. and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Pasquarello is good.
Yeah, Tony, I don't know what he's doing now.
He's retired from teaching, yeah. I think, or no, he's still teaching because I did a thing in North Hills High School just last spring,
yeah.
and he was, you know, one of the kids in the band,
yeah.
said that he was a student of Tony's.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to tell you something. Can you pick Dawn out?
No, because I don't even know.
See the little short, look here. See the little short guy here? He was 13 years old.
Yeah.
Now, with the exception of that snare drummer there,
mm-hmm.
this is the kind of jazz ensemble
but
that I
have.
Saw in D.C.
Okay.
That is on this.
Right.
Cassette.
Okay.
This is what they look like.
Your earliest recollection, yeah.
Yeah, but they wasn't as old. They was about from this age to this age. They wasn't as old as those mm-hmm. in the rear. They, anywhere between 8 and I'd say 14.
Were they like neighborhood
No, they came from different black institutions.
Oh, okay, okay.
See, they would make a tour during the summer months.
Okay.
Corner concerts.
Right.
That's
okay.
why I said in this, they developed a listening sort of thing. Imagine in D.C. dancing and parents.
Yeah, on the streets, yeah.
So
yeah.
they became yeah. good listeners. Where yeah. in Pittsburgh, it's dance oriented.
Right.
As soon as they hear music, they
yeah.
start.
Yeah.
What did you like about the connection? I said, I like it. Jazz in Pittsburgh, the catfish in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I understood what you were saying.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
all right.
See? Yeah, I knew what you were saying.
Now you can have
yeah.
this.
I'll make a copy of it.
Make a copy.
Yeah,
and
I'll get it back to you. Yeah.
As a fellow that comes in here, he works for Presbyterian Hospital. He's some kind of diagnostic, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his father used to play, and he told me that his memories. They think he's going into Alzheimer's
mm-hmm.
because he brought him down here for breakfast one time and I talked to him. So he said he knew Ducky Pitts and them, and a lot of them guys from up around the North, Charleroi,
right.
would travel all the way in Paris to be members of the union, playing the concert band because they wasn't playing jazz.
Right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. the type of music that ride out. And what did they play? What kind of music?
Classics.
Oh, classics.
Classics.
Okay.
And legitimate concert music.
Okay.
All of them guys on it, like Gould and them.
Right.
They had played in concert, but they were the. Each year it tapered off, just like you saw it from
right.
47
right.
or that.
Right.
And they were the lesser guys, but the real guys like Fritz Hawkins and Davenport and them. They sight read. You
yeah.
know what Fritz Hawkins would do? He was a violinist. Now, I heard
yeah.
her up there talking about his lips.
Yeah.
So she probably
yeah.
might have seen Frank Hawkins.
Yeah.
Hey, look
here. About this. So,
yeah.
you know, and just kind of give us a slight rundown of...
You know who that is? Alvin Austin,
no.
Teddy Austin. That was the Austin Entertainers. Now, all of them did, but the girl that married the guy that got the rest of Eddie's place,
okay.
There was two sisters, Gloria and Glenna. Gloria is still living.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, I'm going on down the line. Walter, Josh Arter. I don't know.
That's Carl's uncle.
Yeah, well,
that's his
but
uncle.
Carl's daddy played too. He was the organist for Holy Cross Church.
Okay, the church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but because I asked Carl when I got this
yeah.
roster, I asked him about this Josh, and he said
mm-hmm.
no, that was his uncle. But he didn't say that his father was part of the union.
You
though.
See this Geneva Butler?
Uh-huh.
She was the sister to Billy Butler.
Okay.
But now Billy Butler must have come along in that era between 1908 and I would say 1920.
Okay.
Because the guys, like, when I get to it,
uh-huh.
I'll bring it up again. Let's see. Eerie Brown, M. Brown, no, Hart, no, Dave Brumby, no, Thornton Brown, William Buford.
Yeah, that's,
that's
I think
Bill
it's
Burford,
Bill,
yeah.
Right.
William Hatch, I didn't know him. James Butler was the brother to Billy Butler. See, Geneva
okay,
Butler,
right.
they were musicians.
Okay.
R.G. Baker, William, see, they got to repeat. William Beale here?
Yeah.
Grace Barnett, A. Brown, Albert Brown, now Charles Banks, Wilson Banks, and Fred Bradley. Now, Wilson Betts is from Homestead. And he, as he filled it out, he was in recreation out there at home. And then he came to Hammond Recreation Center where he retired. Mm-hmm. He had a son that played drums. Now, James Beatty is the guy that was in charge of the WPA band when I went in. But now, Beatty, he could go back. He was back there when they had those marching bands. And at the dance, before the dance was a very formal thing. Before, you know, they would play an overture.
Right.
And then they'd have the grand march. Right. Then they would go into the different dances like the Teddy and the different little things like that.
Did you know George Kriegler?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Trombone player.
Yeah. I remember he had a
Walter Bradford, that's Professor Bradford. That's
from Northside.
He had a son play drum.
Right.
John Brown, I don't remember. Franklin Brassfield, he was a dentist.
Yeah.
And he was a great trumpet player. I don't know who taught him. He come from Alabama. But he was an excellent trombone player. You remember when Don Redman, Redman had a guy called Wiggy Jones? He wore a wig. Well, Brassfield come along with him. They come out of one of them black colleges.
Okay.
And like, on all of those campuses, they
the universities, well-versed
musicians.
Because at the Bama State Collegians.
Yeah. All right, now, Lonzo Blue, Fitch used to talk to me about him, Lonzo Blue. I think he was a drummer. Now, Joe Crumpleton, he had an offspring, I think. John Crumpleton, the mortician. Well, he was a trombone player with the original Stony Gloucester band.
This Crumpleton here.
He was probably the uncle of father.
Oh, I see. You mean John, the funeral director, played trombone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because my cousins used to work for him.
Yeah. All right, down there is a Charlie Catman. See, Rideout is a distant relative because when I went over and talked to him, he's a distant relative. We will rehash this again.
Yeah.
William Cleveland, Sam Cole. Now there's a Bertie Crumpleton. See, mostly you'd have husband and wife, father and son, niece and nephew.
Yeah.
Mr. Camel, Joe Coleman, Waldo Comedy, William McCoy. Now Henry Colbert, you remember Honey Gun?
Yeah.
That's his father. Now,
his dad.
Yeah. Okay. Henry Colbert was my mentor.
Okay.
And when I write my autobiography, I will mention about him.
Yeah.
Charles Dyson, George Diggs, Clarence Dorsey. Oh, now, Carl Davenport. I worked with him at the Port of Calandia around about 1930. And on this gig was him and Riley Ealy.
Okay,
see, Riley used to be a carnival man.
Yeah,
And even if he'd get in the chair, turn upside,
and play.
Slide with his foot. All right, Carl. Alfred Dixon, Bob Dews, I knew him real. Andrew Davis and Sam Davis, I didn't know them. Emil Davidge and Patrick Davidge. Now there's Vance Wilson.
Dixon.
Vance Dixon?
Yeah.
Well, he was with Earl Hines.
Yeah, he's in there. There's a picture of him in
Vance
in
Dixon,
early. And Louis Depp was singing
one, I tell you another one that got with Walter Fuller. You ever hear Walter Fuller?
I heard,
Heck of an arranger.
Yeah,
not Gil Fuller,
Walter
Fuller.
Yeah, I've seen
that name. He was back there with Earl in the 30s, like 31, 32.
It's in that book.
Yeah, all right.
It's in that book.
And I ain't read this book, but this is from my memory.
Yeah.
All right, now we'll go up here. Thomas Elliott. No, but now Charlotte Catlett entered. Charlotte Catlin Henty.
Yeah, that's
graduated Carnegie Tech. Music major, pianist. But it was not for her to do. So she went with City Recreation. And she was an Ammon. And I got to see her and know her, you know. Jenny, none of them, Freeman, Ray Forrest. I heard him speaking, and just what instrument he played, I wouldn't know. But I heard the name. We made the Finley, George Fletcher, Charles Finley, John Fitch, and Floyd Fitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I worked with Floyd Fitch.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this Fitch,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't related.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd Fitch, basic instrument was piano.
Okay.
But he tried to play cornet because that's what he played when he was a private first class
in the Army.
But he wound up with the National Guard commission as a warrant officer through Dave Roberts for politics.
Okay.
Howard, Benjamin Franklin, William Greeson, Earl Gordon, none of that. Seth Grant, I wouldn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fred Gould, he was our president around 1935 or 36. He was a big time number man, that warrant officer, and had the end.
And
Fred, Jesse Gould, I don't know, they never mentioned him around, but I knew Fred.
Fred.
Charles Goins, George Griffin, Elmer Green. Now, Elmer Green was the secretary.
Yeah.
And he's the one, when Fred became president, made him go, say, I'm going to sit right here till you go home and bring
mm-hmm.
books.
The books in, right, okay.
If he'd have lived, it would have been a different thing. Fernando Gaines, I didn't know, William Gray, Arthur Harris. Meta Henderson and Eugene, I didn't know. Al Holt.
Yeah, yeah. That's from Northside.
Yeah, but not him.
Oh, his daddy.
His daddy.
Okay.
Played violin.
All right.
And played with the youth symphony,
okay.
Like Billy Lewis until he
right.
died.
Okay, that's this Harold Holt.
Yeah, Harold Holt Jr.,
okay.
I worked with him.
Yeah, because he's up in
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Hartford.
Yeah, because
somebody told me he was supposed to come home.
Well, he was here for a while. I mean, you know, he came in, because he came down to Hill House a couple of times when I was down there playing. And he stopped in and played.
Oh, man, I wish I'd... Hey,
yeah.
Man, we had to get to Ritz.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to tell you. Marshall, then Charles Howard. There was a dude that... Now, he's probably the uncle of the father. There was a guy around here he worked for. A company that... down in Leachdale, they made brass. It was a tough place to work. But he played trumpet around there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Howard.
Howard.
I'll get the correct information because I've been on a gig with him, but he liked to gamble. Now, his father was a trumpet. John Hawkins, I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Arnold, no. I knew Fritz Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
He was a graduate metallurgist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was down at the Black Tie. But he was an accomplished violinist.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one, he had the caliber of musicians that were going to. He would go down to Volkwise and buy 15 stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And meet him on the job and pass
play.
Play.
Yeah.
Richard Herndon, Howard. Now, Earl Hines, you know I know them.
Yeah.
Theodore and Earl Henderson. William Harris, no, William Henderson, Sam Johnson, James Jenkins. Now,
Jenkins and Gordon and somebody, there's three names
they're
that are on that
on
charter. They're on the charter.
1908.
Right.
See, they go way back. I wouldn't know.
They're on
the
charter.
Yeah. Now, I want to come to this. Herman Jackson, H.J., that's Hence.
Right.
Maude Jones. Tom Jones, Fred Jenkins, Emmett Jordan, Sheldon. See, Paul Knott was a doctor. Paul.
Dr. Knott. Yeah,
that's why I say they all played classical. They've
right.
been playing those
games,
being
okay.
a doctor.
Yeah.
All right. Alan Lee, William Lewis, William Lee. Yeah. I've heard those names, but I'm going to shock you when we get out. The Lewis's, George, I don't know, Leonard Lyons, J.M.K. Lewis, Lucas, Robert Mead. Now, Ike Matthews was only like French on. I mean, he was accomplished.
Yeah.
Because he made that concert band under it was under the Work Progress and
the
pitching him. But he was so smart that he was only there while he got some kind of a job. Always wore a collar and tie. And he used to come down to Carnegie Post when we rehearsed. But he was a trombone.
French horn player.
Yeah. All right, now, Isaac Matthews, Ike Matthews. That's the one I was telling you about, the French horn player.
Uh-huh.
All right, James Myers, no, Samuel Maxwell, Claude Myers, James Morton, Herbert Morton, Louis Morton. Joseph McLeod was a banjo player. And he used to get all the band princesses, the serial
mm-hmm.
monster,
mm-hmm.
and where he messed up. The guy, the greedy, signed the contract. That's when unions were strict. Signed the contract to me, and he couldn't get the guy. It was a New Year's Eve gig. Right. It took about 9 banjos out there. All right, Johnny on McDoo. That's McDoo who had the Ironside, Greater Pittsburgh Elks band.
Okay.
And then he had a dance band in the 20s, around 27 and 28. Pernell Gibson was in there.
Yeah.
And a guy named Bell, who's a cousin to Rideout.
Okay.
And I tell you who's to be in and out of the drummer named Jimmy Hawley. James Hawley's from McKeesport. And Joe Watts would be in and out.
Okay. In fact, Frank McCown has a picture of one of those bands of the dudes.
All right, now this Frank Nolden,
mm-hmm.
He was a heck of a good tuba player.
Okay.
Not super, tuba player.
Yeah, right, okay.
I saw George Nelson, Grover Nelson. I didn't know. Now, William Page was Billy Page that mm-hmm. had the Broadway syncopator.
Okay.
He worked for Harry Collins.
Okay.
William Posey. That's probably one of the poses from out there in Homestead.
Okay.
But we checked that. Floyd Porter, William Patterson. Now, James Peck, there was a drummer around him named Jimmy Peck. Just like that. But this is possibly because Pretty Boy drummer, but he didn't have no technique, no nothing.
Okay.
Possibly was his father from the north side.
Okay.
John Payne, C.C. Dodder, David Peeler, I can't place him, Harry Phoenix, A.E. Palmer, Ferdinando Robinson, Bertha Randall, Harry Richards, there's Donald Redmond.
Yeah, I saw that.
William Reed, Sam King. I wanted to tell you, we'll get to it. I'll tell you, Henry Robinson and Roscoe Richards. There was a Henry Robinson, if he would be living, he would be around about 90-some years old.
From Braddock? From out of that area?
No, he's from
the hill.
And then went out around Bellevue somewhere.
Robinson?
Yeah, Henry Robinson. Originally, that's where he came from. He came over into the hill. Very religious man around the church.
Okay. There used to be, wasn't there a Robinson, a guy that played trombone around here, maybe in the 40s, and he became a cop? Wasn't there I don't know if that's his name or not.
It'll come, Roscoe Richardson,
yeah.
And Vern Robinson. I used to be a baby man to talk about him, and Joe Robinson, George Reed, and Robert Seale. Now, that's Bob Seale. You might have heard, there was a drummer, Billy Williman, that I used to fill in for at the Paramount Club.
Okay.
And his uncle played tenor guitar, but he was a dentist.
Okay.
That was in the heart of the beginning of the Depression.
Okay.
Oliver Saunders. There was a boy named John Saunders. He might be living in San Diego, but he was one of the first in the WPA, that new WPA.
Where was he from? From Northside? From here, right here?
From the hill. He played trumpet.
Because, you know, remember Shanks? Alan Saunders?
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if he's related to them.
Oh, no. It's
different.
Saunders. I knew Shank, and he had a brother named Skippy that played drums.
I didn't know his brother.
He died up around New York.
Yeah, but Shank, because I worked with Shanks for a while when I first joined.
He could play bass, too.
Yeah, right. He was originally a bass player.
Yeah. Now, Paxton Ruby or whatever, I can't say. Joe Smith, he was a trumpet player.
Yeah.
And he was with Fletcher Henderson.
Yeah, as he's mentioned in the book.
Yeah. Earl Starbridge, Oscar Sands, I didn't know. Tom Smith. But now Oliver Steep, that was Ollie's father, and he played banjo.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to call Ollie on that.
Yeah. David Sawyer, William Strange, Ernest Sims, Stevenson, Elmer Turner, Tom. Now, Timpson, they were singers. The Timpson singers.
From Bellevue?
Yeah, the Timpson singers. Like the Carolina Songbirds.
Right,
you heard of them.
Yeah.
Zeke and Curtis Thompson there. And then the Blakeleys had them.
Right.
See, they operated on a high class.
High level.
Cultural. Yeah. Now, Earl Tate was a graduate engineer from Carnegie Tech way back, but later they told me he becomes a government informant.
Oh, okay.
But he used to make gigs with Shorty Banks, and I almost saw him. We had a one-eyed woman entertainer.
Oh, yeah?
And for years
she wore
brushed
patch?
She brushed her hair down over.
Oh, okay.
And I met him, and he played that, you know, pinch slip trumpet, like Stoney.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get down here. Henry Leroy White. Oh, now, I wanted to tell you about this. Roy Wallace and Earl Wallace were brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Earl, I played with him in the WPA back because they reduced them from concert band
down
to the jazz.
To the jazz band.
And he had a brother named Roy who played mellophone in the concert marching band.
Yeah.
All right, let's go on there. Elmer Warren, James Waddy. I've heard that name.
Now, there was a young Waddy that was in one of Krieger's bands. He played bass, you know, tuba. And that.
Yeah.
Now, he might be related to this. This might be his father.
Yeah.
Or
it would have to be traced.
Yeah.
Now, here's the guy that I'm thinking. Remember me telling you about Conkling?
Yeah.
Harry Waters. He had a concert band, and he directed it. I remember it went out for our rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
In the early 40s, in Carney Post, that's where we rehearsed. Somebody, Fred Gould, brought in the picture of Waters' concert orchestra playing under a tent. And then they told me, this is the guy that invented Conkling. No relation to Nene Waters.
Yeah,
Shadina Walker.
Shadina.
I worked with her.
Yeah.
H.E. Williams and Harry Williams,
okay,
the one
from
Maxine Sullivan's own.
Yeah, the drummer.
Yeah. William Weaver, I'm not sure, Fred Watts. Now, Joe Watts was in there, the drummer, see? See this W.H. Wilson? He was an old man, about 90 years old. He couldn't even fill up the tube. Hog Wilson.
Hog.
That's what they called him, Hog Wilson. Tube player. Now, I'll tell you, Fred was a jive tube player. See, I told you, the quality of the music
dropped. It went down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now here's Earl Wallace, see?
Okay.
And he was the one that cut me in, the Whitey teacher that played in the symphony. And George Wilson, Robert C. Waddy, I'm not the Alvin, I'm just telling you those that I know and can. James Williams, Vester Victor, Harry Whiff, Alexander Robinson, Earl Catlin, and Charlotte Catlin. There's a relation. It could be husband and wife, or brother and sister. And you're going to get back to write on it.
Yeah.
And, hey, look, I was proofreading.
Okay.
And I said, let's throw it. And what's your name? We're alcoholics.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we were going.
Well, that's
you didn't give no copy.
No, no,
that
no.
Only just
no,
to
just
the committee.
Committee. Yeah, that's all.
Good.
And, just a committee. And because I tried to get as much, you know.
Now, here's Art Rideout. See,
he was
and you know I know him. Mrs. Frances Lewis, I don't know her. William O. Williams, Spanish Bush, George Jones, William Gibson. See, Pernell ain't there. But they didn't have no brother named Bill. I knew him. Harry played piano. So that's it.
Yeah, but that was it, because I knew that, you know, because of the relationship between these two or three names that are on the charter and the names that are on here, and then I knew that you could kind of identify some of these people.
Yeah. So now this fellow here told me, he said, Kurt, you can give me a question and answer. And she ask him, you know, you could say name, how long you played, who you played with, and what that. Or I could have him down for breakfast. See, that's how I had him down for breakfast. But I would like this. If he would come down for breakfast, I got a good photographer to take a picture of you, interviewing him. I would like also, when you get back to write out, because he can link up with these captains and people, somebody to take a picture of you. Because I see I'm an open-minded guy.
Yeah.
And what you've done, to Chalk Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you should get your property.
Yeah.
See, what I'm doing by getting this is going to help me in what I'm doing.
Right.
And I'll see that you get your property.
Yeah.
Hey, man, hey, that's a tremendous job.
I know.
And all these years, it was nobody around here could check. I knew it up here, guys, but if you went and got it, and we verified.
And we're putting it together.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing.
It's sharing information.
Because
when I do my this is something that I'll do and send out to my kids. Just like every one of my kids got a copy of that.
You know, Lydia came down and she plays the machine for me to watch the videos and things. And it was interesting, you know, like the questioning. That one guy, and I know you know that guy, he was the light-skinned, tall guy. He stood up and he was asking about... when did he ask? Some far out question, but he's always around because I see him.
Cell Hall's son.
Yeah, okay.
He's at all jazz concerts.
Everywhere.
And got a cross thing. That's Cell's son.
Does he play saxophone? Did he play saxophone?
He played clarinet at school, but he didn't play no jazz. His father was the first to promote jazz.
That's right. But I see him everywhere. He's got his little brief. And all kind of, and he had some manuscript.
He asked the way out questions.
He's like that. But he's at every concert. Like, I used to play a lot of concerts downtown, like at Mellon Square.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be, you know, lunchtime. You see him.
Yeah.
The other thing now, did you want a copy of these pictures? Because I brought them for you if you wanted them. Because see, Ruby, she gave me a copy with the names on them. You know, she identified.
Well, now if I can get the names.
Right here, wait a minute. There's the names.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And then the other one is this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the names on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have the names here.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but I think. This one, you don't.
Mm.
So we can put the names on it. And then, do you know who these girls are? She didn't know. Ruby, she couldn't come up with the names of the girls. Not that it's that important.
I'm trying to see if I can. Here's Dave Page.
Yeah. Because, see, on one of these, they didn't identify Dave Page. The back, this one here is... Not Dave Page, but the drummer.
And Lynn Hoy.
Yeah, see, she didn't, on this one, she didn't have his name down there.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to figure it out. I can't hook up.
Because Ruby didn't know him either, so we just, I just played past that.
And
but it was just the idea, of Martin... You know, the instrument company sponsored them at that time.
Yeah, well then, I don't think that's a Pittsburgh group. Now, some of these people in here, or instrumentalists, were from Pittsburgh.
But that was some other kind of a thing then.
Yeah, now there was a guy around here that a lot of them don't know. His name was Greeley Walk. Really what? And he played with Louis Russell's band at the time when Rex Stewart was in the band.
Yeah.
And the boys from here got to start. See, Tiny Bradshaw used to be a frontman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Gab and them.
Yeah.
But he had a different style.
Yeah.
He was with Louis. He was originally a drummer. He was with Louis Russell in the agency. Said, come on, get a band.
Yeah.
He had a band. I tell you, Bobby Plater, and boys from around Jersey.
Yeah,
that's the type of band. There's a boy out of Indianapolis named Earl Walker, a drummer.
Okay.
He committed suicide. But they, at that level,
they
were what you would say about a local band.
Yeah.
But they had the agency behind them, and they billed them as the top of track. Now, they wouldn't be top in Pittsburgh, but they would be top going down the south.
Yeah, going that way.
Yeah.
On the southern route.
He was the drummer. And it was a boy that worked out there at Eddie Pete. He had been trying, waiting on the break. Percy Sonny Woods.
And
he got the job fronting Louis Russell band.
Okay.
Now, the guy that was laying around there waiting, a tremendous drummer, and he didn't play with none of these groups. His uncle was really Walker. But his name was Alvin Burroughs, the drummer. Alvin Burroughs. I mean the gist. Alvin Burroughs.
Okay, this thing and did this again on me. Okay. They don't last too long.
No. And I have my own, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy brought us about two of them, and I started to bring one today. It's
what? She only bought two?
Yeah.
Are they about this size?
They're about that size, you know, and it's got a microphone and a, you can play them back. Mine, I have the earphones on this to play it back.
See, it's a dual.
Yeah, right.
You can play it back.
So,
I can play mine back.
Yeah. Well, I got to get another one out. But she's going to get, I told her, you know, we'll see. We might have her pick up some more, a couple more down there.
Now, let me bring this one. You realize that this is research on entertainment. It's music.
Right.
And why I say that to you, you know, like, if they start getting off course, we're dealing strictly with music, not the entertainment field.
And the other thing, I know we want to get some of the proprietors and club owners, but, you know, I'm still a little reluctant on that. I
want to do that in my autobiography, because the one living guy that ran the Grist, which was the last of an era, almost to the war, was a guy named Popeye, and he's got a store out there on Brushton Avenue, but he's big.